the city of Milwaukee is investing in rehabbing vacant houses for new homeowners. Advocates say it helps city finances and strengthens neighborhoods. And as Nick Ramble reports, it makes a difference in people's lives too.
On the west side of Milwaukee, Pandora Washington just bought a house.
It feels great. It's still like unbelievable. And I get up and be like, ooh.
She'd raised her kids in a property owned by Milwaukee's Public Housing Authority. When they grew up, the agency said she was supposed to move into an older public housing project.
And I was like, absolutely not. It's going backwards. I don't go from a brand new house back to, you know.
Washington looked at the private market, but landlords didn't want to rent to her because she runs a daycare out of her house. When she started seeing ads for a rent-to-own program run by a local nonprofit, she took the chance. Rented for a few years, and now she owns it.
So I'm signing all the papers, and I feel myself finna get choked up as I was signing the papers, and I kept telling myself, you better not cry.
Before she moved in, Washington's house was vacant, a teardown owned by the city. Milwaukee has hundreds of these houses, most of them left by white people who moved to the suburbs in the 50s and 60s, then run into the ground by landlords who didn't pay their property taxes. Last year, the Department of City Development started a program called Homes MKE. It helps local developers rehab some of these abandoned houses and then sell them to new homeowners. That department is led by Lafayette Crump. He says homeownership can have ripple effects from neighborhood stability.
You know, they want to be a part of the fabric of their community.
To municipal finances.
We need these properties to get back into productive use so that they can contribute to paying for all of the services that are so important to city residents.
The city hopes to rehab around 120 houses through the Homes MKE program. The subsidies of between $60,000 and $100,000 per house all come from Milwaukee's slice of federal pandemic aid signed in 2021. Vacant houses in the city are concentrated in majority black neighborhoods. Restoring them for homeowners could help close a racial inequality. 54% of white people in Milwaukee own their houses. Only 27% of black people do.
So in our country, we have never built entry-level homes for black and Latino families.
That's Teague Whaley-Smith. He directs a nonprofit that coordinates housing policy in Milwaukee among residents, city government, and developers.
And the ones that we did build for white families, they didn't sell them to black and Latino families when they moved on to bigger homes. They sold them to investors or kept them as rental.
It's called the Community Development Alliance, and it's helped start a number of housing initiatives in the city. In recent years, census data is showing an uptick in black homeownership in Milwaukee again. On the ground, that progress takes a lot of manual labor. Six or seven men are working on this Homes MKE rehab at 27th and Vine, and their boss is Carl Quindell. He runs Strong Blocks, the same nonprofit that renovated Pandora Washington's house. Like a lot of old houses in Milwaukee's inner city, this one has good bones.
You can't build this type of home right now. It would cost $400,000 or $500,000 maybe more actually.
Quindell says the subsidy he's getting for this house is only a little bigger than what it would cost the city anyway to demolish it.
We're trying to, I think, as a city and program ourselves, say this is actually valuable, you know, our neighborhood's valuable, our neighbors are valuable, and this home is valuable.
Funding won't last forever. Philanthropy or the private sector may have to step in if Milwaukee wants to keep helping lifelong renters become first-time owners. It's a change that means a lot to Pandora Washington.
When you own something, it just feels great because you don't want to work all your life and don't have nothing to show.
So far, 32 houses have been renovated under Homes MKE. 35 more are under construction. Nick Rommel, Wisconsin Public Radio.